This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Home Ministry's high-powered committee is holding talks with leaders of Ladakh over various issues in New Delhi. This is the first formal dialogue on key issues since violence in the Union Territory last month. A dialogue mechanism has been established with Apex Body Leh and Kargil Democratic Alliance through the Home Ministry's high-powered committee on Ladakh. Our Leh correspondent reports that the Ladakh's delegation is likely to put forward the core demands, which include statehood and inclusion of Ladakh in the sixth schedule. During the previous rounds of talks, the demand for job reservation and domicile have been resolved by the centre. India has achieved a significant milestone in global environmental conservation, moving up to the ninth position in terms of total forest area globally. It was revealed in the Global Forest Resources Assessment 2025, released by the Food and Agriculture Organization in Bali, Indonesia. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav has said this achievement marks an improvement from the 10th position in the previous assessment. Mr. Yadav said this remarkable progress underscores the success of the government's policies and programs aimed at forest protection, afforestation and community-led environmental action. He informed that India continues to hold the third position in the world in terms of annual forest area gain, reflecting the nation's consistent commitment to environmental protection and sustainable development. Mr. Yadav also highlighted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's initiative, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam, which is inspiring citizens across the country to plant trees and contribute to a greener and cleaner tomorrow. The country's renewable energy capacity has witnessed remarkable growth, rising over fivefold from 35 gigawatts in 2014 to over 197 gigawatts today. This excludes power generated by large hydropower facilities. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy said the government has set an ambitious goal of achieving 500 megawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030. In the run-up to the Bihar Assembly elections, political parties are making several promises to woo the voters. Addressing a press conference in Patna, Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav has made a poll promise that all Jeevika Didis will be given permanent government jobs if the Grand Alliance come to power. The BJP today hit out at RJD over its poll promises. Briefing media and New Delhi Party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said Tejaswi Yadav has now started making statements that mock the entire electoral process. He said earlier Mr. Yadav had claimed that every member of a family would be given a government job. Mr. Trivedi said any sensible person can understand the absurdity of this promise. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has conducted 493 outdoor campaigns and cleaned 973 spots and 104 vehicles under the Special Campaign 5.0. The Ministry informed that during the campaign, 1.43 lakh kilogram of scrap has been disposed of, which resulted in generation of revenue of more than 34 lakh rupees and freed about 8,007 square feet of space. A total of 301 public grievances have also been disposed of as part of the campaign. Two-time Olympic medalist javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra has been conferred the honorary rank of Lieutenant Colonel in the Indian Army. The pipping ceremony was held in New Delhi today in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. They officially promoted Chopra by placing his new rank insignia on his uniform. The Regional Met Department has predicted widespread rainfall in most of the coastal districts of Tamil Nadu for the next 48 hours. The prevailing low-pressure areas in the southwest Bay of Bengal is likely to become a deep depression in the next 12 hours and is also likely to cross between North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra in 24 hours. Rains are bound to continue in the southern districts due to another low pressure, which is static in South Bay of Bengal. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin chaired a meeting with senior officials of the government and also conversed with the district collectors in rainfall areas over video conferencing. And with that, we end this news bulletin.